Now listen to missionary Richard Yerby in Japan telling you your own certain future that is soon to definitely come to pass according to eternal holy scriptures written in our Creator God's Holy Bible. Richard's sermon is titled, Every Knee and Every Tongue.
It was on a day in the early 1970s or thereabout, when a young lady approached a Christian man walking through the terminal of a large airport in the USA and made this offer to the man. For $5, I will tell you your future. Such young, attractive, smooth-talking beggars abounded in our nation's large airports in the 1970s. In the Los Angeles International Airport, I myself was once approached by a young lady. She was a member of a satanic cult, asking me for a donation. Anyway, this Christian man kindly replied to her, I am a Christian, so therefore I know my future of a certainty. After this life, I will go to God's heaven because I have put my trust in Jesus Christ, God's Savior to mankind, to mercifully save me from being sent to the eternal fiery torments of hell fire as punishment for my sins, and instead to take me into the eternal bliss of heaven. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'll give you $10 if... Now, upon hearing this prospect of receiving $10 instead of $5, no doubt joy and hopeful expectation instantly flooded her soul. And no doubt but what that joyful expectation even more rapidly evaporated when she heard the rest of his offer. I'll give you $10 if you will tell me my yesterday. Now, friends, all she had to do was to take 2 minutes to briefly sum up where he was, where he went, the people he met, and the things he did on the previous day, and that $10 would be hers. Easy money for 2 minutes. An hourly rate of $300 an hour. But regretfully, upon hearing his stipulation, that $10 bill instantly took wings and flew away from her. My friend, listen to me ever so seriously now. Your Creator God clearly tells you your future, totally free of monetary cost to you. And I assure you that nothing is more important to your eternal welfare than for you to believe God's Holy Bible and to obey it, starting by repenting to God the Father and trusting in God the Son, Jesus Christ, to save you to the utmost eternally. In the New Testament book of Philippians, chapter 2, listen to me as I start reading with verse 5. And if in sincerity you will pray the prayers I pray after each verse, friend, for all eternity, you will be most happy and thankful that you did so. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Pray, Abba Father in the highest heaven, please instill within me the mind of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, I heartily confess that thou art Almighty God the Son, and I worship thee as God. Amen. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, please work ever so powerfully within my being to make me Christ-like, in that I desire no vain reputation, and that I desire to be the most lowly servant to my Creator God and to all mankind. Amen. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Pray, Abba Father in heaven, please create a most humble heart within me, and an heart that is fully obedient unto thee, my Creator, obedient even unto death. Amen. Verse 9, wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Pray, God the Father in heaven, I confess that thou hast highly exalted thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and hast given him a name which is above every name. May my life on earth exalt the Lord Jesus Christ ever so highly. Amen. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, right now I bow my heart unto thee, acknowledging that thou art my Creator God, the one and only Savior for mankind, and the Almighty Judge of all human souls. Amen. Now finally, verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Pray in sincerity, my friend. Abba Father in heaven, I joyfully confess with my tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord, and my confession is to the glory of God the Father. Please grant unto me true faith in my Creator God, to trust in the Lord Jesus as my own personal Savior, to save me to the utmost for all eternity. Amen. My lost friend, without God's Savior, if you stubbornly refuse the Lord Jesus Christ throughout your brief life on earth, then on that great judgment day, your knee will bow before him in his great glory, and your tongue will confess that he is Lord. You will acknowledge that Christ is all and that you are nothing. You will be eternally doomed and more fearful than you can now imagine. Of a certainty, that is the future of all sinful rebels who stubbornly reject the Lord Jesus Christ until he soon kills them with physical death. On that great and terrible judgment day, though you will be ever so much more fearful than you can imagine right now, the day of mercy for you will be completely past. Almighty God's holy laughter echoing through heaven will mock your fright and convince you that you should never have laughed at him and never have spurned his invitation to come unto him to be saved. God, your Creator, is going to cast your Christ-rejecting carcass alive into hellfire to exist in those flaming torments forever. And each time you open your mouth to beg for just one drop of water to cool your tongue, he is going to fill your mouth full of hot, melted brimstone and fire. Your very breath will be a flame, and your gnashing of teeth and screams of agony echoing out of that region of eternally damned souls will be announcing, God was right, I was wrong. God won, and I lost. God is righteous, and I am a wicked, rebellious sinner who needed his salvation and truly deserved this eternal punishment. But my friend, that does not have to be anyone's eternal fate. Now, bow your knee and your heart to Jesus Christ and fully trust in him. Also, please read my sermon titled Convinced on my website that further expounds this theme. That URL is christisall.us. Hyphenate those three words with two dashes, christ-is-all.us. Christian friend, please pray for many Japanese idol worshipers around me here in central Japan to repent and to trust in Christ as I preach Christ's saving gospel to them daily here in Japan. Please invite everyone you can to listen to or to read these radio sermons of mine on my website.
Jesus is Lord. Christ is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord.